Hey, you're listening to Mom, Wife, and Boss Life, where we have unfiltered conversations. I am your host, Yolanda Villa. Hello, this is Yolanda Villa, host of Mom, Wife, and Boss Life podcast. To end the year, I want to give you guys review or the breakdown of the books I read in 2018. No special order, but giving you guys just kind of the books that I read. Let's start off with the one that I just finished, which was Becoming by Michelle Obama. Got this on Audible, and I really loved it. Like, I could relate to her in so many things, which was a little weird because you think, could you really relate to a first lady? Yes, you can. I also read The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. That was one of my favorites. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and I actually got that one because Emily Frizzella recommended it, and I went and got it, and I loved it. That's highly recommended. If you guys can, go ahead and read it. I read Unfuck Yourself by Gary John Bischoff, Kick Ass with Mel Robbins. That was a good one. Principles by Ray Dalio. That one was so good in the sense that you had to take ownership and learn how, like, as a business owner and as a manager or having employees, like, you really need to take ownership. And so my husband read Extreme Ownership by Joko Willing and Leif. I don't want to screw his name, B-A-B-I-N. But anyways, I didn't read that book, but I read, he had it in audio, so sometimes he would listen to it in the car. And that was like, I need to start. That's my next book that I'm going to start because I really enjoyed that one. And he really did too. Rise and Grind Outperform by Damon John. I read Relentless from Good to Great by Tim Grover. That one I've read like twice already, I swear. And I always get something out of it. If you have the Audible or anything, I love, like, I just really love it. Then, I actually read it in a book, and then I got the audio just because. Then I read Peak Performance, Elevate, by Brad Stolberg. I read You Need More Money by Matt Monero, and I actually really liked the book that my husband bought a couple of books, and he has his own copy. I have my own copy, and then we gave some to friends and family. I really like Matt Monero, so if you guys follow him on social media, watch his YouTube videos, and I just love how frank he is about his business and money and financials. I'm trying to think if I read the Millionaire Booklet this year or last year. I think I've read a lot of books. I read Becoming a One Percenter by Sam Bakhtiar, Build an Empire by Elena Cardone. You could buy that on the Grant Cardone website. I don't know if it's on Amazon or not, but if you're in a relationship and you're trying to get on the same page as your husband, that is a really good book. Or if you're having trouble on how, like, you, it's just a good book. I love the whole message that Elena Cardone has in building an empire and being one as a team and just conquering everything. I really love her for it because, as you guys know, I'm a big Grant and Elena Cardone fan because they truly helped me when my husband and I were not on the same page and asked for business. And following them and some of their advice and the way they handle things, we have seen growth in our lifestyle, in our business, having been able to meet her. And she's great. Like, ladies, seriously, follow Elena Cardone if you have questions or anything. This girl will answer you on Instagram. Like, I truly love her. Being able to read her book and see, like, I could relate to her in so many things. So I love her that she wrote the book and it's out and it's also an audio. I think, like I said, you have to buy it on their website and they're sending you, like, an MP3 link, but it's really good. And then I also read The Power of Now by Eckhart I can't say his last name. Tolle. T-O-L-L-E. And then I read two books. But they're at home, and I can't even think of the names. Like, it was from the Planned Parenthood. I believe it was the CEO, the woman. And then I read another, mindfulness book. And those were really good. Made me realize that I needed to... One of the books was to step out of my comfort zone. And the other one was be mindful of everything that I'm doing. Like, if I'm brushing my teeth... Brush your damn teeth and concentrate in brushing your teeth. Don't be looking at your phone. Don't be worrying about other things. Like, you enjoy the moment. If you're eating, eat. That was a good book. I will let you guys know. Or if you really want to know what the book was called, let me know and I will send you a message. But those are the books that I've read for 2018. I'm hoping, I actually ordered some books, and I probably have about 5 books that are just sitting in my bookshelf, and they were sitting next to my dresser, and then I just keep moving them around, but I'm ready to read them. All my audiobooks have been listened to. So one of them is Hustle and Believe by Sarah Centrella, and then there's another book about religions, and then there's another book, I can't remember what it's called, but I saw it at Barnes & Noble's, and I kind of flipped through it, and I was like, oh, this is interesting, and so I bought it. But yes, so if you guys have any questions, any other recommendations, let me know. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Mom, Wife, and Boss Life. Thank you. Thank you for listening to another episode of Mom, Wife, and Boss Life podcast. You can continue the conversation online by searching Mom, Wife, and Boss Life on social media or visiting our website at momwifeandbosslife.com. Thank you.